So thank you. I'm Aurora from the University of Murcia.
And I'm Michael from the University of Passau.
And we will be presenting the NDA Cert and Open Web Cert.eu projects.
Two sister initiatives for a paradigm change in open search and discovery on the internet.
We will have a common introduction, and then each of us will delve in the projects that we are involved in.
And a short disclaimer before we start. In the last 2 days at FOSDEM, we have heard a lot about personal lifetime projects. This is quite different because it's not personal. These are European institutions involved. And it's not lifetime, but these projects, they are just starting up and have nice ideas and require your attention and contribution.
So NDA Cert is a European project that will welcome entrepreneurs, tech devs, developers, and socially engaged people that have challenging ideas about the way that we will search and discover information and data on the internet. So basically, we will fund projects that are focusing on several topics that I will explain in a minute, and they are compliant with the European values of openness, transparency, privacy, and trust. The applicants can be natural persons and organizations, and they can apply individually or as a consortium of three members per team.
Open Web Search is a project funded by the EU and has the goal of developing an open European infrastructure for a web search. There are several research and computing centers involved, and the project started in September last year and has a time frame of 3 years. It's quite interesting that it's the first project which is funded by the EU and has the goal of developing Europe's own web index. And for those who don't know, a web index is a data structure which allows the fast access of web data. It is the fundamental core of all current search engines. And it enables the development of all kind of web search and web data retrieval services.
So for us, let me present you the project partners. We are Linknovain, Aarhus University, the University of Murcia, OW2, and Funding Box. These are some of our faces. We will organize 5 different open calls and we welcome these innovative projects. We will provide them financial support up to 150,000 euros. And as well, we will not only provide financial, but also technical, business, and innovation support. And the projects are expected to take 12 months. The first open call, which is already closed, the evaluation is ongoing, and it was a technological-based call, meaning that we were looking for products, at finalized products. And then we will select 9 to 10 projects in the topics that you see on the screen, on base voice assistance, on NLP, semantic analysis, social computing, and data visualization. But let me delve a little bit more on the second open call topics, which may caught your attention. I hope you can resonate with some of them. The second open call will open in April, the 1st of April, and it's a little bit more research oriented. But please have a look because we have plenty of space for everything. And let me explain each topic. The first one is power cognitive search by reinforcement learning. Basically, we look for mechanisms of self-learning and all kinds of algorithms that can contribute to a reinforcement learning system that is able to learn with the interactions how to choose the right data and algorithms in order to make any search more relevant towards the objective of it. Then the second topic is machine-based data, Internet of Things data. Basically, we look for algorithms for search and pattern discovery that are adapted or that can adapt to IoT characteristics, which means like we will look for edge computing, algorithms that can deal with time series, with events, with geolocalizations, and so on. We have also AI-based taxonomies. We look for the automatic creation and expansion of existing taxonomies that are machine-based, machine-interpretable semantics. by using AI techniques. Basically, we want to model the interdependency among new concepts. So we want to adapt to the dynamic and dynamicity of the data. The next topic is network analysis. Basically, we want to find other ways to create knowledge graphs, which are a interlinked network of distributed resources that can be searched. We can do this looking for, the objective can be to make them more scalable, to test the quality of the created models, to create different semantics, to make them compliant with diversity and dynamicity of data, and so on. Then we have AI-based search tools and content generators. As you know, nowadays, AI-based content generators are quite popular. Here I have some names that will have been coming up in FOSDEM many times, ChatGPT, GitHub Copilot, CopyAI. So we welcome projects that can help evaluate the privacy of these kind of tools. Also look for research and technological gaps on them, as well as the completeness of their answers. Then we have the topic of ethics in search and discovery. We want to have a project that specifically focus on testing that the developments on search and discovery are compliant with human rights, with that they are not biased towards minorities, towards gender, so that they promote equality, but also private, they're private, and they take care of the data confidentiality. And finally, we have new ways of discovering and accessing information, which can, it's a broad topic so that we don't leave anything behind. How are we going to do that? We're going to provide technological mentoring and advice on technologies to access, store, manage data, and also on algorithms and platforms that are tailored to the projects. We are going to leverage the reach out beta testing platforms, a platform for beta testing campaigns. Then we are going to link the projects to different standards and promote the conversations with different foundations that will be related to them. We will have a program for market readiness. We will create workshops for pitch training so that they can try to pitch their solution or their project to potential investors and users. Business modeling advice and coaching. And as for innovation, we will give information about which kind of open source license they can have, they can use, how to manage it, and how to make their research and their solutions reproducible, so following open science principles. So as to conclude for my part, the next 3 years, there will be 5 open calls that will challenge the way that we search and discover information on the internet. We are we have synergies with the NGI mission of following, looking for a more human-centric internet. And these are our core values: open source, contributions to the wider community, collaboration, and open science principles, as well as transversal challenges that include sustainability and equality. And I give the floor to my colleague. Anna.
Thanks. So now switching to the second system project, Open Web Search. As I said before, there are several computing and research centers involved in the project. And it's good this way because all of these have different competences, like universities or businesses. And this underlines one specific point about the project. In contrary to the web index, which is operated by Google, for example, this project does not follow a centralized approach, but it tries to build up a web index collaboratively and distributed among several European institutions. Otherwise, it would just not be possible to build up a web index from scratch. I will keep the motivation short because it should be clear why it is a good idea to have our own web index in Europe. The first thing is the imbalance in the search engine market. There are 4 big global web indexes out there from big tech companies. And this dominance of these companies has a lot of negative effects on the critical infrastructure web search, so to say. And the solution is to strive for more plurality. Another thing is that web data is a driver for innovations. And an example, just one out of many examples, that has drawn a lot of attention lately is the training of large language models, such as ChatGPT, which works on its basis with web data. The project goals are developing the core of an open web index. So two remarks on this point. This will be done with open source and open configuration. And it is not expected that at the end of the 3 years of the project, there will be a production-ready index. But the goal is to have an index which contains at least 50% of all text web pages. And then that can be worked on. And that shows as a prototype that it's possible to create it collaboratively and distribute it among several institutions. Another goal is to build an ecosystem around the index and make it publicly available in this way. As I said before, it serves as a feasibility study in some way to show that it's possible to do it collaboratively. And that's why along the way, it should be established a network among European infrastructure partners. The overall vision of the project is to give open access for innovators and businesses and researchers on web data to enable them to build new business ideas, for example, or to work on their ideas on web search and web analysis. As for the NGI Search project, there are also ways to contribute to openwebsearch.eu through third-party calls. There will be 3 public calls with a fixed amount of funding, and the first of them focuses on the legal aspects of the project. There are 2 tracks. The first one focuses contributions on legal and business and social aspects of web search in general, and the second track focuses on the legal compliance of the crawling, so the acquisition of the data from the internet, which is then stored in the index. This call will open on the 1st of March this year. There are also other opportunities to contribute, which is covered by the upcoming calls. And this course overview over the architecture should just give you a hint on where these contributions can be located. So if you have an idea on how to develop a search and discovery application, this can be done, for example, as a vertical search engine on top of the web index infrastructure, or it can be a content analysis method which enriches the data which is then stored in the index. So as a conclusion, the openwebsearch.eu project wants to open up web search and strives for more plurality to give new business ideas a chance and new alternative search engines a chance. Therefore, the project partners collaborate and build up an European open web index, which is then publicly available. For researchers, innovators, and businesses, there is the possibility to contribute either by developing your own business model, which sets upon the open web index, or by involving in one of the 3 public calls. The first one of them, as I said, opens on the 1st of March. So, thanks for your attention, and we're open for questions.